You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Flipboard's answer to fake news: more human curation. Fake news is hardly new news, but over the past couple of years, it's found a new home across social media and other news aggregators. And perhaps, not surprisingly, people's trust of the news isn't at an all-time high. But people have also started paying more attention to the news, at least in the U.S. The Pew Research Center reports that last year, more Americans followed the news very closely than the number of people who said they did in 2016. The makers of Flipboard, a news aggregator with 100 million monthly active users around the world, noticed the same thing. More people are reading the news. Since last summer, the app's engagement numbers have doubled, both in terms of page flips, the app's signature page flipping motion, and the amount of time spent in the app. But Flipboard is hardly immune to the thorny issue of fake news, which the company's editorial director once likened to living in a hellish, ranting Tower of Babel with no one speaking the same ideological language and each of us in near-violent disagreement. That's why Flipboard is doubling down on news curated by humans. Today, it's updating its app and website to include features that emphasize trustworthy news sources, ranging from book recommendations by top editors to a weekly email newsletter to a collaborative feature that lets groups create private Flipboard magazines. And it's starting with the section of Flipboard the company says is most popular among its users, tech news. Each Monday, Flipboard will show book recommendations from top tech experts and editors chosen by the company, including, full disclosure, Wired's editor-in-chief Nicholas Thompson. The app will also put news and reviews onto publisher-branded buckets or roundups, like a Wirecutter Deals of the Week package or The Verge's Gadget News Roundup. Flipboard's tech section on the web is also getting a refresh. Its new, high-density layout looks uncannily like that of a traditional newspaper, just with bylines from scattered sources. The company is also pushing a new feature called Team Magazines as a way for groups of people to create and privately share relevant news stories among their group. Individual users could create their own magazines before, but the new feature taps into the idea that people may be more likely to trust a news source, or simply read it, if colleagues are the ones aggregating it. The update also involves a deeper push into commerce for Flipboard, which had buy buttons in its shopping section before, but never really intended to turn the app into a product catalog. The new weekly book recommendations will include links to Amazon.com, and eventually the buy buttons will extend to apps and gear and gadgets and products, according to Flipboard co-founder and chief executive Mike McHugh. A media aggregator collecting tech news for tech insiders may hardly seem like a magic bullet for combating society's fake news problem. But McHugh and his team, including co-founder Marcy McHugh and head of curation Mia Quagliarello, say tech news is just the first area they've decided to focus on, and that there's more to come. Healthcare was mentioned more than once as a potential news area. Flipboard's emphasis on curated news is also coming just as Apple is reportedly working on a premium, subscription-based news service that utilizes some of the tech the company acquired when it bought news app Texture. McHugh says that while Apple keeps a high bar, it only motivates Flipboard. Flipboard has grown up in a world where we've had massive competitors, McHugh says. That's just a reminder for us to stay focused on our mission. That mission appears to be maintaining its status as a tech company with media values, as McHugh likes to describe it. It's a starkly different approach than the tack that some web giants take with regards to news, like Facebook and Twitter. With tech companies, there's much more of a hands-off approach and an unwillingness to apply judgment, McHugh says. For us, the kind of environment we want to create is one where people provide that judgment.